A handful of candidates are seeking to represent New York's 114th State Assembly District, and they are quite familiar with each other. Following Republican State Senator Betty Little's announcement that she will retire at the end of 2020, Republican Assemblyman Dan Steck announced he would seek Little's 45th District seat. Now, at least three candidates are running in the Assembly District that includes all of Warren and Essex counties, plus portions of Saratoga and Washington counties. Earlier this month, I spoke with Democrat Claudia Bramer, a Warren County supervisor from Glens Falls, and Republican Matt Simpson, town supervisor of Horicon. Today, we hear from Republican Doug Beattie, a Warren County supervisor from Queensbury, who explained why he's running.
It's real simple. I got a lot of people calling me up and asking me if I'd throw my hat in the ring. They think my values and my positions on a number of topics coincide with theirs. And the last two elections in Queensbury, I've been a supervisor, and I've gotten over 8,300 votes and set a record, not this election, but the one before. So a lot of people seem to like the fact that I'm very transparent, I'm very open and honest, and that seemed to hit a chord with a lot of people. So I got pushed, basically, into deciding to fill Dan's seat.
What statewide issues do you think are having the biggest impact on the North Country? What would you like to go to Albany if elected and try and fix?
That's another excellent question. I appreciate it. A couple of things. First of all, it's not me going to Albany. I'm putting together a HPT, which is a high-performance team. I rose up to the ranks in the private sector to a vice president of operations at a beauty supply company. And one of the reasons I did that, was able to rise, is that I'm able to put together real performing team members. I used to always say, we're one team, I'm the captain, that's all. And so I'm putting together a very high-performance team to go to Albany, which is, from what I hear, is a very real rarity. You know, I'm not going to have a legislative, well, I will have someone to respond to the constituents and so forth naturally, but I'm going to have key people from each of the different areas that I think are important. And right now, I mean, Lucas, it's no secret. The bail reform law is garnishing a ton of phone calls to me, is creating a very high level of concern for the residents in the district, and obviously in my area even more so, because they know me even more so. And so I did attend the bail reform session down in NYSAC this past 2 days, and I listened to the Albany County DA, Mr. Soares. I've also listened to the chief of police in New York City and so forth, and heard their comments. And he wasn't there, but I've read up on his comments. And obviously, I think that's the number one issue right now from my constituents, is the concern about the bail reform law.
Right now, there's a lot of discussion in Albany, in addition to the bail reform measures, about what we're going to do about closing a $6 billion budget gap. If you had to find ways to save money, is there anything that you would take a look at? What would you propose if you had to raise revenues?
Well, I don't think we have a revenue problem. So I think that's a difference of opinion right there. We've got plenty of revenue in New York State. What we don't have, in my opinion, is the ability to cut programs that are no longer effective. I'm part of my high performance team will be an individual who's an expert in analyzing budgets and programs. The fact that we're the highest tax state in the country indicates to me that we do not have a revenue problem. Now, that being said, you know, I'm a realist. We've had 1.3 million people move out of the state in the last 10 years, and the number one reason was taxation. So the fact that we're overtaxed, so we've got the revenue in New York State. How we spend it, though, that's the million-dollar question. In this case, that's the $200 billion question. How do we spend the resources we have? And there's times when programs have to go to the wayside. There's times when other programs need to, new programs need to be added. I'm not against adding new programs, but I'm definitely against looking at all the current programs in a more thorough and business-like approach to determine where the money should be spent. So I don't want to raise more revenue. I want to spend our revenue more wisely.
You're running as a Republican in the race for the 114th, and Matt Simpson, who is a fellow Warren County supervisor, is also running. And then also on the Democrat side, you have Claudia Brammer. So you're running in a primary against one of your colleagues, and then if it goes to the general against Claudia, you're running against another one of your colleagues. So what do you think of that situation?
Well, actually, we're all friends. In fact, you know, Lucas, it's kind of interesting. 3 years ago, when Claudia got on the board, I asked her, would you like to go to lunch? So I go to lunch two times a month with Claudia and with Peter McDevitt, he's another Democrat, because I'm a very, very, very independent, moderate Republican. I've got the most independent voting record on the county board. I also have the most fiscal conservative voting record. I vote against more spending bills than anybody on the board. So running against Mr. Simpson, we're both Republicans, but we both have different positions on a number of things, and that's one of them, how we spend the money. I voted against the county budget two out of the last 6 years. No one does that. It's a Republican board, and I caught a lot of flack for that. They go, Doug, it's I said, I don't care. If it's overspending, it's overspending. I mean, it doesn't matter to me if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian. It doesn't matter to me. So I'm looking forward. You asked me how I get along with Claudia. I get along phenomenal with Claudia. In fact, I told her last time she had to buy me lunch. It was her turn. So, you know, I'm a little bit of an unorthodox public servant.